Welcome, everyone. We're doing a deep dive today.
Ah, yes.
Into a new, well, I guess you could say a novel.
Okay.
Concept in human-computer interaction.
Hmm.
Tongue-controlled interfaces.
Oh.
We're going to be exploring using your tongue.
Oh.
To work with, to engage with your devices.
It certainly is a very different way of doing things than we're used to.
It is.
Like touch screens.
Right.
Voice commands.
And that's actually what makes this deep dive so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Our listener brought this to our attention,
right.
This idea, and it led us to this research paper.
Okay.
It's called On the Tip of My Tongue, a Non-Invasive Pressure-Based Tongue Interface. And it's by Chang et al.
Okay.
And these scientists, by the way, they're from some really great institutions.
Which ones?
DFKI Kaiserslautern.
Okay.
Osaka Prefecture University. And Stuttgart University.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're dealing with some serious research here.
They're tackling a big problem.
They are.
A really important problem, which is the problems with the ways that we interact with our devices now.
And what would those be?
Well,
for our listeners who may not be familiar with the inherent limitations.
Well, you got the touch screens.
Right. And, ubiquitous, but.
But if your hands are busy.
Can't use them.
Useless.
Yeah.
Voice control, which is getting better, but.
But.
It can be tough.
In certain settings.
Loud, noisy.
Social settings.
Exactly. Where you have to be quiet.
Right. And, I mean, think about it. Especially in fields like healthcare.
Yes. Healthcare.
Maintenance.
Maintenance, absolutely.
Where you need your hands free.
Well, I need your hands.
And we need a way to interact.
And to be in control.
With our devices.
Yes.
And this is where it gets really interesting. Because researchers are turning to a completely unexpected part of the body.
The tongue.
The tongue.
Yeah.
And, you know, this isn't the first time, but earlier attempts at tongue-based interfaces had problems.
Like what?
They required putting sensors on the tongue.
In your mouth.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
Not very practical for everyday use.
Yeah, who wants to walk around with that?
Right.
Eating.
Yeah.
Drinking.
It gets in the way, so.
Talking?
Right, so Chang and his team.
Okay.
They came up with this new approach.
Okay.
This non-invasive approach.
Oh.
Which is what we're going to be looking at today.
So tell me, how does it work?
Well, instead of putting sensors in your mouth, this interface uses sensors, but they're placed on your cheek.
On your cheek?
Yes.
How does that even work?
So you've got the little tiny sensors on your cheek.
Okay.
And when you move your tongue against your cheek, it creates pressure changes.
Oh.
And the sensors detect that.
Interesting.
And that's how it works.
So no more sensors in your mouth.
No more sensors in your mouth.
That's a huge advantage right there. And think about it. This could be integrated with all sorts of things.
Right.
Helmets.
Helmets.
Face masks.
Face masks. You name it.
VR headsets even. The possibilities are endless. So many applications for this kind of technology.
Yeah.
But we have to talk about the research.
Right.
How do they even evaluate this thing?
For the interface.
They took 6 people.
Okay.
Had them wear the interface.
Okay.
And they had them do these tongue gestures.
Like what kinds of gestures?
Swiping.
Okay.
Up, down.
Uh-huh.
Left, right.
Okay.
Clicking.
Clicking. Wow.
And you want to know the accuracy?
Yeah. How accurate was this thing?
98%.
98%.
98%.
98%.
That's incredibly high.
It's amazing.
How is that even possible?
Well, they use these pressure maps.
Pressure maps.
It's how they took those tongue movements and turned them into data.
Okay.
So each gesture, it creates this pressure signature.
Okay.
And the system, it recognizes it.
So they're actually capturing these very nuanced, minute movements.
Exactly.
With a really high degree of accuracy.
They are?
But what about the people? What do they think about all this?
Yeah.
This whole thing.
They all said it would be useful.
To be able to do this.
Hands free.
Yeah.
Especially when their hands are busy.
Right.
There's a but.
The prototype was kind of big.
So the size?
The size was a bit of an issue.
Of course.
They wanted something more discreet.
Yeah.
Something like a face mask.
All right.
Something you could wear.
Yeah.
Without it being obvious.
That makes sense.
Comfort and appearance are important.
Form and function.
Exactly.
But even with the big prototype,
yeah,
people are already imagining the applications for this.
Oh, yeah. Tons of ideas.
Like what?
Controlling your navigation system.
Okay. While you're driving.
While you're driving.
Listening to music.
Making calls, all hands-free.
That's amazing.
Especially if you're cycling, motorcycling.
Yeah, safety. Yeah.
convenience.
Exactly.
But it goes beyond those everyday tasks, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, one participant even talked about using it with a head-mounted display.
Oh, wow.
For a truly immersive experience.
Wow, like in virtual reality.
Virtual reality.
That's incredible.
Hands-free video calls.
That would be amazing.
So many applications.
Oh, so many.
And the potential for people with disabilities is huge.
Absolutely.
To be able to interact with computers.
Right.
Without needing your hands.
Yeah, changing.
It could be completely transformative.
Absolutely.
And I love that the researchers, they recognize this.
Yeah.
From the very beginning.
From the start.
There are so many potential applications here.
Oh, tons.
Especially for hands-free.
Right, where you need to have your hands available.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But every new technology has its challenges.
Of course. There are always going to be challenges.
Did they address any of those in this paper?
They did.
What were some of the challenges they mentioned?
Well, one of the things they talked about was accuracy.
Okay. Accuracy, making sure it's accurate.
Yes, especially.
In the real world.
Not just in the lab.
Right, because they tested this in a controlled environment.
Exactly.
So how do we know? How do we know?
It's going to work out in the real world.
Exactly. With all the distractions and the noise.
Right, all the chaos.
And the other thing is unintentional activation.
Yes.
That's a concern with any kind of, I guess, hands-free technology.
Especially in this case.
Because we move our mouths without even thinking about it.
All the time. We're talking, eating, drinking.
Exactly so.
Your tongue is always moving.
How do we keep it from misinterpreting those?
That's the challenge, isn't it? You don't want to accidentally send an email.
Right. Or control your navigation system when you're just having a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
But they did have some ideas.
They did. For making it better.
What were those?
Well, calibration for one.
Calibration.
Like when you first set it up.
Okay.
Making sure it's in the right position on your cheek.
So it's detecting.
Getting a good read.
The right movements.
Exactly. And of course, they talked about design improvements.
Right, because the prototype was a little.
Bulky.
Yes. So making it smaller, more comfortable.
More discreet.
So you actually want to wear it.
Exactly. It has to be something people will actually use.
Right. Form and function. We're back to that.
Always.
But the technology itself, the sensors.
Oh, the sensors are key.
They need to get smaller.
More sensitive.
More precise.
Absolutely. That's the future of it all.
So we could be interacting with our devices.
In ways we never imagined.
Just with our tongues.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. And it makes you think about the future. Like, what's next? What's after this? Where does it go from here? It's been fascinating to dive into this with you.
Always a pleasure.
A big thank you to our listener for suggesting this topic. And for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep those minds curious.